confusion and exhaustion. That's the feeling around the country as the American people continue to await the announcement of who will be their next president. And nowhere is that more true than amongst our nation's alt-right militia groups. Hear why overwhelmed white nationalists around the country feel they're being spread way too thin, plotting attacks against everyone Trump wants. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. We've got a high-capacity magazine full of news, and this podcast is automatic, so stay with us. A possible defeat and uncertain election results have many Trump supporters shaken and worried for the future of their country, and one such group may be doing even worse. The Badger State Brigade, a Wisconsin militia whose leader Dennis Blanchard says was already struggling prior to this election mess, says his group is overwhelmed, explaining the white nationalist organization is spread way too thin, plotting attacks against everyone Trump wants. OPR political violence reporter Remy Berglund joins us now with more. Remy, welcome.
Thanks, Leslie. Fulfilling their mission of creating a white ethnostate may be harder than the militia previously believed. With their scant resources and Trump's ever-growing list of targets, from political opponents to journalists, immigrants to professional athletes, this grassroots terrorist organization is having trouble keeping up. Here's Blanchard, who also serves as the group's commander.
Looking at what President Trump would like from us right now, we're supposed to kidnap a few congresswomen in Washington, run over some protesters in Louisville, and blow up a mosque in Minneapolis. That's not even everything. Now tell me how the hell we're supposed to do all that. We're just a handful of guys. The other day I was so tired, I swear I tried to blow up a protester and kidnap a mosque.
Now, Blanchard says that while Trump still has 100% of the white nationalist militia's support, they just wish he would sic them on one group at a time.
Like reporters?
Yes. Or, others. The president's direction is so scattered, you have to sympathize with these guys. Sometimes when he's speaking, Trump will change the target of violence from Antifa to Black Lives Matter in practically one breath. Here's Blanchard again.
Look, I'm a motivated guy. But if I'm locked and loaded and already on my way to CNN headquarters in Atlanta, don't tweet about something that's going on in California, because I just can't be there. I almost got in a wreck last week trying to do a U-turn on the freeway.
That's tough. He has them running all over the place.
Yeah, and he was almost to Georgia, too. Things are especially hard for the militia because the group only has 5 official members. I visited their compound in Wausau, Wisconsin, where Blanchard showed me their operation. Take a listen.
We've already got weapons to stockpile, online recruits to groom, rallies to attend, minorities to intimidate, training drills to run. I've been sitting those out, though, since I get really winded.
And you're a small militia, too, so that must also make it hard to do everything Trump wants.
It's just me, my friends Travis and Brantley, and Brantley's half-brothers, J-Dog and Nevin. And even so, Nevin's gone all the time because he has to be on call for work.
He's a cop?
No, he works at Panera.
Oh, thank God.
J-Dog's the cop. Oh, J-Dog, we were going to send that to the state capitol. This sets us back another week.
I said, sorry.
See? See? I'm working too fast. Half the time, I don't even know who I got tied up in the back of my trunk. Oh, what's this? God damn it. Another tweet from Trump. Looks like we're headed to Fauci's. Hey, Brantley, where are my car keys?
Well, it sounds like they have their work cut out for them. I'm just glad the Democrats never ask their followers to do anything.
Other than vote.
Oh, shit, damn it. Well, journalists can't legally vote anyway. We gotta stay impartial. And thank heaven for that, because I don't actually follow any of this politics stuff. Anyway, thanks, Remy. That's OPR's Remy Berglund. Back in a moment.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together, and we were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
I know there's probably one thing you'd especially like to know today, and who knows, maybe I'll say it right now. Only one way to find out, right? Here's what else you need to know today. An alarming scene today as Nestle CEO Mark Schneider was rushed to the hospital early this morning after eating 3 tons of this year's unsold Halloween candy. Schneider reportedly began feeling ill after eating thousands of pounds of leftover Halloween-themed chocolate bars, Gobstoppers, Laffy Taffys, and peanut butter cups. He's currently in critical condition, and it's unknown whether or not he will ever be able to eat a Butterfinger again. And a major statement from the nation's tough-minded interviewers today, who have announced that they're going to have to push back on what you just said. Hundreds of hard-nosed journalists from across the country came together in unison today because they, quote, wanted to touch on something you said earlier which seemed to be inconsistent with their own findings. The no-nonsense reporters were hopeful that you would eventually stop playing games with the American people and finally tell them the truth once and for all. And finally, more disturbing news coming out of the fallout of this week's election. Officials now believe that upwards of 3 million votes were forced to go uncounted due to voters forgetting to write, "That's my vote and I'm sticking to it," on the bottom of their ballot. Frankly, it's an easy box to miss. Hopefully you didn't make the same mistake they did. And that's the topical for today. Sorry I didn't say what you wanted to hear. I'm Leslie Price. The news doesn't stop just because the democratic process has, so be sure to visit theonion.com for more on all the day's top stories that you simply have no control over. And if you're a true masochist, you can also sign up to become a member of the topical's Patreon. For as little as $5 a month, you'll have access to all kinds of exclusive news content, like which candidate actually won Michigan. You'd be surprised. And for members of our $10 and $25 tiers, you'll get something even more exciting than verified election results. That's right, you'll get an on-air shout-out during one of our episodes where I'll thank you by name or something kind of similar. Today's shout-out is for Brian DeCiccio and Luke Carlton. Brian and Luke each pledge $10, like this is some kind of fucking bake sale and not a journalistic enterprise covering what could be the fall of our democracy, but we thank them nonetheless. Oh, and Luke, one more thing. The Ravens can kiss my ass. Go Steelers. And as for the rest of you freeloaders, go sign up for our Patreon now. We'll see you tomorrow.